And let's go back now to Ciarán McCormack, who joins us again from Limerick. Day two of our coverage of the local elections. Ciarán, earlier you were telling us about the mayoral election. Let's focus now on what voters have been telling you as the issues concerning them.
Well, the key issue here, I'd say nearly in every conversation, is housing, and it dominated conversations in both the city and the county, Áine. On top of that, then, you have services at University Hospital Limerick, the cost of living and homelessness. Here's an audio diary from my past 2 days around Limerick. I get stuck in traffic for 10 minutes as I drive into Adair. Locally, people say that's not bad, but it's something that they talk about.
We have trucks, and it's very dangerous to walk there.
Owner of Annette's boutique, Carmel Mormoyle, hopes traffic will be sorted out by the time the Ryder Cup comes here in 2027. But for her, there's more pressing issues before the elections.
Housing is a big thing. Affordable housing for local people to be able to buy in the village would definitely be an issue.
Housing dominates the conversation in every part of Limerick I visit. Without doubt, it's the number one issue. 42-year-old Gary Griffin wants to live locally.
Here, for me personally, it's housing, absolutely housing.
How does it impact you?
Well, I'm renting at the moment, and it has only gone one direction, the prices of it. It's going up. I have my deposit saved, I have my mortgage approved, all the good things, you know, that you're supposed to do. But the prices are just beyond me, you know.
And you want to stay here locally?
I want to stay in my home village because it's where I'm from, it's the community, it's the people I know, and, you know, just stay there for...
Is that a possibility?
At the moment, no.
In Newcastle West and Rathkeel, people raise parking, road safety and potholes.
Like, a pothole would be there for 6 months and they wouldn't fix it. I have about 30 near my house.
What's the impact on you then?
The car.
Well, tell me about your car.
Because when you're driving along, you go into the pothole, it'll put the tracking off the car. Also, it'll cause damage to the wheel.
Like, the cost?
Quite substantial, like changing the tyres, like 80 quid a go, 120 quid a go.
How many have you had to get done in the past year?
Two in the past year.
From potholes near your house?
Yeah, from potholes, yeah.
In 300 metres, at the roundabout, continue.
Day two brings me to Limerick City. Housing, the cost of living and homelessness top the agenda.
You come in the morning and you see so many people who are asleep all along the streets when you're walking into work every day. Like, I've had days you come into work and there could be someone just asleep across the front door and you don't want to be like, get up and move, and you don't want them to feel awkward and embarrassed that you're kind of... You don't step over someone. There's still people.
You feel awkward as well, probably.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah, that's definitely an issue I see.
The local elections just around the corner. What are the big issues that are dominating your mind?
Main one for me would be housing. Because, like, any young one I know my age, like, I'm 22. I have friends up as far as 25. Like, none of us imagine getting a house anytime soon. Like, even renting one because it's so expensive.
Okay, and where are you living?
I'm living up in South Hill.
Are you living with your folks, is it? Do you say you can't rent, is it?
I couldn't, no. Well, I get £2.50 a week. I'm on a scheme. And I just couldn't rent. Like, I give my parents £60 a week, and that's the best I can afford, like, to be able to get through the week, like, because I do my own shopping and everything else, like, you know.
But you would say, look at the regional hospital outside. It's in an awful state. How are they going to fix that? It's going to take money that they don't have.
Yeah. What are the big issues for you?
Housing, homelessness, the cost of living.
Housing, how does it impact you?
Oh, it massively impacts me because I'm currently myself living at home, my parents, and...
How big is the house?
It's only three bedroom.
So your mum and dad, yourself, your three children, that's six, your sisters, so...
Yeah.
There's seven of you, and you mentioned homelessness now.
Yeah, it's terrible. I come in here in the morning, I've never seen so many people lined up in the streets. This is just unforeseen. We never would have seen this even 20 years ago.
I'm living in Limerick City, but the biggest issue would be around Limerick City would be, I suppose, the availability of drugs. There's drugs rife everywhere, and people are being destroyed by it.
Oh, the big thing is, and same problem everywhere else, it's just generally around security. If you have, how would I put it, you know, you've people, you know, begging and tapping and, you know, and all the rest of it, a lot of that needs to be dealt with.
You're sitting down here on the pavement in the doorway of a shop. You're tapping at the moment, right?
Well, I'm homeless, so I'm just looking to get some money to get some food and stuff like that.
How long are you homeless?
About a year and a half.
Where do you stay at night now?
Wherever I can, here, there and everywhere.
On the street?
Yeah.
Were you on the street last night?
Yeah, down under a bridge.
Under a bridge?
Yeah. At least somebody gave me a tent, so that wasn't too bad.
There's a homeless action team. Do they provide accommodation for rough sleepers like yourself?
Well, like, there's a place that you can go to, it's called the 9 to 9. You go up there at 9 o'clock at night and present yourself, but very rarely there's an availability, so...
The local elections are around the corner, will you vote?
Probably.
Can you register to vote?
I am registered, yeah, so...
Have any of the candidates approached you on the street?
No, not one of them.
Do you look for your vote?
Not one of them. Do you know?
How does that make you feel?
Sure, well, I don't really think too much about it, you know, that kind of way. As I say, it's just trying to survive day to day and, you know, stay alive.
What's interesting in Limerick City and County is that immigration isn't as prominent an issue as it was when I travelled through Donegal and Sligo. However, many people raise the topic.
Housing's the number one thing. Anything else?
If I say it, I'd say I've been racist. There's too much immigration coming in.
What's that?
There's too many immigrants coming in. There's not enough. We can't get doctor's appointments. The hospital is overrun.
But that's not down to immigrants, right?
It's down to... Now, most of the Ukrainians have taken over the whole of Ireland.
Ukrainians are not taking over all of Ireland. I think the figures are 100,000.
Worked all my life. We have to fight for what we have to get any benefits off of the government.
Well, later in the programme, we'll be discussing many of the issues raised there with a panel of guests. But until then, it's back to you in Dublin.